I'm waiting on a Uber rider. I had to go ahead and get back to doing some work and see if I can record this. They said they're going to be late. They're on their way down or something. I'm sorry. I'm in a meeting. I'm on my way down. Well, why didn't you wait to do the order? Anyway, don't worry about it. But anyway, I thought I'd do some Uber runs and see if this gut-wrenching pain would go away. It's worse than when I overdosed on that chewing gum. I was chewing that gum, and it felt like I overdosed. That nicotine gum to get rid of the long symptoms from that pandemic, and it really worked. If you really have certain kind of symptoms from the pandemic, but don't get 4 milligrams, because if you don't smoke and you chew 4 milligrams, it'll mess you up. It's like for 4 hours I couldn't get any relief, you know. But this experience, what I'm going through now, I knew this was going to be hard, but I didn't know it'd be this hard. It's like, Lord, take this away. It's almost like he's saying, nope, you got yourself into it. You're going to have to endure the pain until it subsides. Keep telling yourself the truth, and eventually you'll reframe the whole picture of it. Because, you know, when I started doing the fake reality bubbles, bursting fake reality bubbles, I knew I had one last thing. Is that them? I knew I had one last fake reality that I needed to verify and test and try the spirits. And I knew that it was going to be painful. Because and it's not that I was intentionally doing it, but I knew better that things could have, I knew better. And so when you stay in a fake reality bubble for 8 years, you're going to have to go through some pain when it's time to let it go, you know. And so those people who were married to narcissists for 30 or 40 years, can you imagine their pain that they're going through because they believed a fake reality? All this traffic right here is ridiculous. Let me see what the person's name is. Dorian. I haven't decoded that name. I like to look at the names because I can actually decode the person before they get in the car. But I thought, I've been driving about 2 hours if I get in here and start talking to people, that it'll take my mind off of whatever. And the first 4 people didn't even talk. The last lady, she was like 70 or 80 with a walker, and was able to talk to her. But I could still feel that pain, you know. Destroying fake reality bubbles is painful. And I knew this was going to be painful. I knew this would be painful. All right, I think that's them. I think that's them. Let me cut this off. Are you waiting on an Uber?
Yeah.
All right, Dorian. All right, man. Okay, let's see if this is still working. Yeah. I don't know where I was at because I just did an Uber run. I thought that gut-wrenching pain would go away if I did some Uber runs, but it didn't. When I was talking to some people, it's kind of softened down now. It's like waves, you know. Getting your mind on other stuff is the secret. Back in January, I knew I was cutting off fake reality back in January, And just this one here, this fake, this bubble was going away, and this bubble. And I knew I had one last bubble, and it was on my mind the whole year. The whole last year. And I knew I needed to face off with it. And I kind of forced the issue, and it feels like a death, you know? It feels like how when somebody dies, it feels like a death. Because not only do you change, but especially in a year, you change, other people change, or you would think they would change, but some people stay stagnated, you know? But you're rising up, you want the truth. No matter how much pain it is, you want to be in the truth, you know? And then it's almost like God pushes you to see the truth, you know? It's like, Lord, take the pain away, though. Well, you got yourself into it. You knew it was going to happen because you've been through it before. Yeah, but not like this. Not like this. I knew it the whole time. I knew it the whole time. I could justify it and say, well, the reason it was helping me get to this point. And yeah, I don't know. And then you tell yourself, well, maybe it was wrong. Maybe it was okay. No, that fake reality bubble had to be burst. It had to be destroyed. It wasn't real. It seems real. It feels real. It sounded real. You know, when you have a catfish in the real world, and I'm not saying this was about a catfish, but I'm using a catfish example, is you can actually have a catfish living in your own house. You can be married to a catfish for real. People are so good about hiding stuff. And I understand why they probably try to hide stuff, because I understand. I'm not mad at it. I don't get mad at anybody anymore. People do what they got to do to survive in this place, you know. I am not mad at anybody anymore. All I can do is be mad at myself. The truth will set you free. The truth will set you free. So you got to keep telling yourself the truth. Even if you don't like it. Do you want truth? Or do you want lies? Yeah, the truth will set you free. How bad do you want the truth? They might not be doing it intentionally, and you might be doing it to yourself. That's the issue. But see, as somebody who knows the truth, you already knew. These drivers are crazy right now. People are crazy. What time is it? 5:38? It's 5:38, and these drivers are losing their ever-living mind to get home. They're rushing home. They're going to have a wreck, and then they might not ever get home. Not only are you... When you step into a fake reality, you might be enabling yourself, but you're enabling another person not to wake up to the fact that, hey, this is a fake reality. You can't play in the playground with them and let them believe their fake reality just like you believed yours, you know. You have to say, hey, this is fake reality. It's got to stop. And they're going to be resistant to it. And but it's for their own good, you know. When you finally say, this is it, I had to push it. I mean, I had to push it to the extreme to make it bust. Bring it into real world, real reality. I had two choices. It was going to be trouble with a capital T and bring it into the real deal, or I was going to burst that bubble and it would never be returned. That was my goal. And I knew it would be too much trouble. So I pretty much already knew what was going to happen before it happened. I was bringing it into real, from the imagination into real, or I was destroying the imagination, the vain imaginations, or whatever you want to call it. I don't even know what to call it. It's not real. Some things you believe are not real. Some people you think you know, and they think they know you. And you let them believe that. I mean, there's people that think that if you rub shoulders with somebody long enough, they actually think they know you, and they don't. But they believe it. Your own mom, your own dad might think they know you, and you're sitting here thinking, y'all don't know me. Especially if you get born again and they're not saved. You don't know me. I'm seated in the heavenlies. I'm in another realm. And you, because you love people, you want to hang out with them, try to get them saved, but then you get quantum connected with them, and you stay in it so long, you just can't do it anymore, because you know too much truth. And they're contrary. I mean, when you really get serious about this, he says, if you don't leave your mama, your daddy, your sister, your wife, even hate your own life, you're not worthy of the kingdom. And I'm not saying you have to leave people. But I'm saying some things you know you got to leave, and some things you got to force, or you got to break the whole matrix just to make it happen. And know it's going to be trouble. I'm not giving details on it. For a reason. I'm not giving a whole lot of details for a reason. But I'm telling you, it's a pain that's like a death. And so, how do you endure it? How do you get through it? A person might not be dead, but they had to go. They had to go. Even if you would have brought it down into 3D, it would have crashed and burned anyway, because it would have. You try in your mind to think all the different scenarios, and it's just not real. It's just not real. It just wasn't real. What I have learned is, because I'm sitting, as I've been doing the Uber, I've been thinking, okay, where's this hurting at? Where am I feeling this at in the body? Because it's like an addiction type. I've never had addiction to drinking or drugs or smoking. I have never had addiction of anything. But I can feel, this feels like an addiction, you know? And so, where is it at in the body? And where's this at? The good thing about this is because I can have compassion on people who are going through addiction. And they don't want to give it up, whatever the addiction is. Friendship, smoking, drinking, drugging, video games, whatever their addiction is, I can have compassion on them now. I'm not saying it's right, but I'm just saying you have to go through something to be able to feel what somebody else is going through. But where's it at in the body? It's like a right around your rib cage, around your... right below your chest, between your chest, your ribs, and your gut. Not all of it, not below your belly button, but right above your belly button and then below your chest. It's like a weird pain. Just talking about it is kind of I'm feeling better about it. Maybe that's what I need to do, talk about it. I don't even know if I'll upload this. I don't know if it's beneficial for me to upload this. Whew. Because I'm definitely not going to go talk to somebody and pay some money just to talk to them about this, because I can talk it out myself, talk to God. When you speak the truth, let me tell you something that I've learned through this experience of online stuff. When you speak the truth will set you free. You just keep telling yourself the truth. It wasn't real. It wasn't real. It wasn't real. It was fake. It felt real, but it wasn't real. It's wild stuff. Most people are not that brave. They can't do it. They're not brave enough just to let stuff go because it's so painful. It's like, this is just the weirdest feeling. I want to record this because I don't want to go through it again. I don't want to go through this again. Ever. How is it even possible that a woman could cause a man so much pain? I saw my dad drink himself to death. And it had to be because of the women that he picked in his life. They were not dependable, faithful, real, fake, whatever. He wasn't either, because he was lost. And he picked, and it's like, he drank himself to death. So I watched it, and I knew I wasn't going to be doing any drinking and stuff, because I knew if he went through all that, what would I be doing? Because life is hard. People die. All kinds of stuff. It's rough. I think it's subsiding. I don't know why it's subsiding. Then as soon as I stop talking, though, it'll come right back. Because what you do in your mind, you'll justify and say, well, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't a bad situation, really. Nobody got hurt. Or did they? Fake reality bubble. So when I started doing the boot camp and then the fake reality bubble videos, I knew that I was going to have to face off with this and just finally get it behind me. I don't know how long it's going to take.
Hello.
Hey.
Can I get an infant starter?
Ronald.
Ronald, all right. And what can I get for you, sir?
Number one, add bacon.
Add bacon.
Large Coke, extra ice.
Large Coke, extra ice. All right, I'll have you.
Can I sit here under this heat for a minute? Fake reality bubbles. See, I knew it had to happen because Genesis 3, if you think about Genesis 3, what happened in Genesis 3? The devil lied to Eve. Eve started believing a fake reality. Eve tried to pull Adam into a fake reality. And the same storyline is happening these days. People, we tell ourselves lies, you know. But the same storyline is happening. The world, the flesh, the pride of life, it's all fake reality. And so the devil said, you can be God. You can be like God. You can usurp God. And those three things in Genesis 3 are the three things that Paul talked about in the New Testament. The world, the flesh, pride of life. It's good for food. It's good for... It tastes good, and it gives you wisdom or pride. The world, the flesh, it looks good. It tastes good. It gives you knowledge. The world, the flesh, probably, what is it? it's any kind of lie that you want to believe and step out of real reality into fake reality. And I knew because I knew it was a simulation. And I knew the game. I know the game. So you step down into, you leave the 5D and you step back down into 3D because somebody, oh, I love them. I'm going to come back and pull them out and rescue them and be a part of that. No, you give them the gospel, you let it go. You're not supposed to be in that. You're not supposed to be in that. You're not supposed to be in that. Well, I'll end it after, I'll stop communication after a year, then 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, 8 years. Like, come on. So it turned into a like a turned, it's a construct, a fake reality construct. It turned into like a jail cell. Really? Fake. It was just fake. Yes, sir.
There you go.
Have a good one.
Thank you, you too.
Fake. Crazy, crazy world. It's kind of like Doctor Strange going down there to visit Wanda. So Wanda had created this fake orchard. And so he went to visit her. And he said something that made her mad. Yeah, it's exactly like the, this is exactly the, so he, Dr. Strange went to Wanda and said, Wanda, she said, you did it. Wanda told Dr. Strange, so you did it and you got by with it. But when I do it and I try to do this, I'm evil. Y'all do it. Y'all get by with it. But when I do it, I become the bad person, you know. That's what she said. And as soon as she did that, that fake orchard turned into like a nightmare on Elm Street, you know. Because her anger. I don't remember what happened after that scene. I might watch that movie again. I might do it tonight just to get my mind off of. One of the hardest decisions in my life, you know. I had to make some decisions in the real world. And that was hard. I mean, that was rough. When I saw fake reality in my own house, and I had to make decisions based on that, saying, this ends. And all the flying monkeys saying, no, you can't. No, this is coming to an end. This is coming to an end because it ain't real. I'm probably being poisoned every day. I might be dead. I knew. Just it was so obvious that it was fake. But other people on the outside looking in, preachers, friends, family. No, you can't divorce. You don't know what I'm dealing with. You don't know what I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with insanity. I'm dealing with something that's not of this world. It's from the dark side. But it looks like it's from this world, but it's not. I was dealing with a demon. And now, even today, it's like I was being revealed that all these programs that people are running on, and we all started out in Babylon. Everything's a program. And it's like I was walking today out to the car or something, and I said, Lord, everybody's running on a program. Everybody's running on a program. Help. What do I need? How can I? What can we do? What can I do? You can't break them out of their programs. And so I went back in my mind 20 years ago or however long. I don't even know how long ago. And I thought, oh, she was running on a program. And she's probably still right, because I was saying, Lord, they just don't leave the program. They can't see the simulation. They can't see that the flesh mind, the AI flesh mind, the 666 AI flesh mind is just a program. It's just a program. It's not real. They're just running. It's like a biological robot. They're just doing what their mama did, or what their girlfriends told them to do, or what their daddy told them, or their Pentecostal church told them, or their esoteric people told them. They're running on a program, and they think it's real, and it's not real. It's bizarro land. And so then you step out. So I'm not saying I left the body, but I'm looking at it with my thoughts, my spirit mind. So I'm in the 5D in the spirit mind, just thinking about this whole scenario. I mean, you can do this with anything. Think about the two witnesses in the tribulation. So I was thinking, I'm going through this, and I'm seeing everybody's running on a program, like I used to be till I got saved, and then I started cutting off the fake reality programs. And so I started thinking, well, what about the two witnesses? The whole world will be against the two witnesses in the tribulation. And I'm thinking, those guys probably got married, or in the, it's a future tense. They probably will get married, and their wife and their kids think they're crazy. And the two witnesses that God has called into tribulation, they'll be out there. And not only is the whole world against them, their wife and their kids and their parents and their friends and their family be laughing at them. And the whole world's laughing and saying, you're crazy. And then when they finally kill them, they're dead in the streets in 3 days, and then their body. And think about their own family is probably tied into the hive mind at that point. And their whole family's glad they're gone. That's what we're dealing. We're seeing the precogs of that right now, I promise you. And so whoever's listening to me, if you made it this far, it's the end times. You're going to have to go straight to God, get your comfort from God. Because you're not, most everybody's running on a program. They can't rightly divide the word of truth. They can't hear anything deep. They're just running on a program of their denomination even. They can't think outside a box, whether it's a box at their family box, the corporation box, the culture box, the church box, any kind of denominational box, they can't think outside of it. And that's what makes this so hard, is because when you talk to somebody who can think outside the boxes, it's like, okay, so we can think outside the box, but what about this box that we're trying to ignore? Come on, wake up. This ain't right. We're thinking outside the box, but what about this situation? This is not right. Got to leave that box. Because that's fake reality. This is fake reality. So this is just another box. And so when you get serious about leaving all the fake reality boxes, you've got to apply it in all of them. And you finally have to say, thank you for your help. Thank you for letting me see it. And we had fun. But it's got to end. Who are the two witnesses, you know? Who are the two witnesses? Like this guy that just drove by me. He lives up the street. And when he first moved in over, I talked to him. And that dude was so sick in his mind. He said, I retired from the restaurant. You know, I had really enjoyed that. I had all these women. He said, blah, 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 and I was making money. Yeah, the devil has gave him, as long as he stayed in the delusions, as long as you stay in the delusion, the devil give you some of the world, the flesh, prior life, but he had no wisdom about him. He knew how to make money, right? It's a hard heart. He don't care about nobody but himself, you know. Hard-hearted people. I know I'm talking in generic terms. I have to. I have to protect the situation, people, places, and things. So I'm just talking generic, and I'm trying to take what I'm going through and teach you that when God starts to pull you out of Babylon, it becomes more narrow. The path becomes more narrow and more narrow and more narrow. I don't care what it is. I don't care what he's trying to destroy, any fake dependencies on anything down here, I think is what's happening. He's destroying all dependencies on this place. Yeah, you love people, but you can't enable their fake reality bubble. They have to face it all. They have to face it. You can enable them for a long time, but eventually you can't enable them anymore. Because they, and you feel sorry for, you know they're going to go through some pain, and you know you're going through some pain, but you can't enable it. You can't continue. When you know, you knew before you even enabled the first, from the get-go, you knew that you couldn't do it, but you did it anyway. I'm sure a lot of parents are going through it. Their kid, the more they enable their child, the more the child gets in trouble. Now you know that's bad. Yeah, but I love my child. Yeah, but you're enabling them, and you're turning them. You're turning them into a criminal, because they think the whole world owes them something. You're turning your child into a criminal because you're enabling them, because they live thinking the whole world owes them something. That's a whole nother topic, but it's the same topic, because it's the same. When we enable other people's fake reality bubble, or our own fake reality bubble, because it feels good, or it looks good, or smells good, or whatever you want to call it, you're just postponing the pain. You're just postponing the pain. Whew. It went away. This 30-minute talk actually allowed me to speak some truth and counteract those thoughts that are in your mind. Yeah, but, yeah, well, what about this? What about when we did this, said this, did this, whatever? And if you have to do it for 21 days, or if you have to do it for 60 days, you just keep telling yourself the truth. It's so bad, and this will come back in a couple hours. I got my food here. I might have to do some fasting on this one. This will come back in a few hours. And like I say, you see people drink themselves to death because instead of going through the pain, they want to deaden the pain. But when you deaden the pain, you give yourself a hard heart. That's why the Bible says, hoard on wine and new wine. So when you take the alcohol to deaden your senses, you can't be convicted of sin. You can't. You just stay in delusions, you know. People go home. I really don't understand this. They work all day and then they go home and turn TV on. I can't understand that. I'm not judging anybody, but I just can't understand it. I can't understand that. Because I see it as a program. You're being programmed. You get in your car and you turn the radio on and you're being programmed. And they're putting you, they're putting music that you heard when you were a kid. So they're using music from 50 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, to try to make you think like a child. Instead of facing off with reality today, they're using the music to keep you in the past. And it's like, once you see it and you rub shoulders with somebody, and you're like, oh, I thought you were enlightened, but you're still
in these programs. It could be an addiction. It could be anything. But you're still in these programs? I thought you escaped it. I thought you could see it. I thought you were free from this. And you have to wake up and say, okay, all right, Lord, I guess I'm going to walk this path by myself. The rest of my life, I'm just walk this path by myself. You and God might have to walk by yourself. You might see things that nobody else ever will see on your path. And you're all, who's going to walk with you? Because it's some of the stuff that God might show you. You can't even tell people because they think you're crazy, you know? Even this 35-minute conversation, you probably say, what is he talking about? It don't really matter. It helped me. Oh, it helped. A relief. And while I was talking, I was thinking, you know, I'm having this conversation, but I'm also thinking too at the same time. And I was thinking, you know, this is not healthy for my body to be under stress or this. So I have got to figure out how to overcome this without any kind of substance abuse, which I wouldn't do anyway. I would rather, if you try to deaden a painful lesson, you're going to keep repeating the same lessons over and over. You're just going to keep repeating the same stuff over. You need to go through the pain. And then when you get on the other side, you're free. So what if it takes 30 days? The children of Israel mourned Moses for 30 days. And then they got up, they washed their face and went on to the promised land. And so cutting this fake reality bubble, I know it's painful, but I'm going to be in the promised land in 30 days. I know it. I know I will be. I could see it by faith. Right now, I can't imagine how it's going to feel because of what I'm going through. But in 30 days, I'll be in the promised land because this was my last faith. I'll never go through this again. This is such a big lesson that I'll never step into any kind of Genesis 3 by the grace of God, Genesis 3 fake reality, because I'll be trying the spirits from the get-go. And right, and as I'm talking now, even as I'm talking, I'm thinking about, I'm going all the way back to the beginning where it started. Why did I step into it? What lie was I believing, you know? What lie was thrown at me? What was portrayed to me that was fake, you know? A projection thrown to me, an image that wasn't real, you know, that I hook, line, and sinker, I fell right into it, you know. And it destroys most men. I watched men be destroyed with this same scenario 1,000 times. And it's like, even Solomon went into idolatry and all that. And it's like, I'm going through the pain. I'm not going to follow. By the grace of God, Lord help, I'm not going to be like Solomon. I'm not going to be like Samson. I'm not going to be like Ahab. I'm not going to be like these weak men. To me, they're betas, you know. The alpha and the sigma is willing to go through the pain to do what's right, you know. No matter how much pain it is, you got to do what's right.